In the Buddhist tradition, there is no such thing as force, or make someone do something, or push someone to do something, or make them convert, or make them practice, or make them feel small if they don't practice. Everything about Buddhism, which was started by Shakyamuni Buddha, is voluntary. So if we wish to receive the teachings from a Buddha, even the Buddha himself or herself, there are male and female Buddhas, must wait for you to request. When you request, then a Buddha, a teacher, a Lama, a Guru may teach you the Dharma or turn the wheel of Dharma. Turn the wheel of Dharma means teach you the Dharma. So if you're not requested, you cannot teach. Why? Because Buddha said it has to be from the side of the person who wishes to receive the Dharma. From the side of the teacher cannot. So in Buddhism, there's no conversion. There is no putting down religions. There's no putting down other faiths. There's no putting down other lineages or sects. No such thing. Because it has to be from your heart. If you are ready and it suits you, then the Buddha will turn the wheel of Dharma for you. If you are not ready, even a Buddha may not force the Dharma to you or force it upon you. So everything about the Dharma is from one's own mind and voluntary. Following that tradition, when you invite a Lama, when you invite a teacher, the teacher will only teach if you sincerely request. If you request but you don't follow, then there will be a distance between you and the teacher. An emotional, psychological, and physical distance will grow from you and the teacher. Nothing negative, nothing bad, but a distance will grow. Because if you request for a teaching, and then later you complain you cannot do it, or it's too much, or you're too busy, or you're not able to, for whatever reason, it's not the teacher or the teaching that's at fault. It's your own laziness that is at fault. So therefore, if you request a teacher to teach, your duty is to practice what you have requested. So you don't request the teacher to teach, and the teacher gives you so much love and care and teachings, and then you turn around and you say, I cannot. I'm too busy. I don't have enough time. I'm not ready. I've changed my mind. You don't do that. Why? It reflects very badly on you. That is one of the main reasons I don't give initiations openly for now. When I first came to Malaysia, I gave initiations openly. And then I observed the crowd and I decided not to give initiations openly. Because why? I think it's better to prepare people and to have them ready than to give them all types of commitments and all kinds of teachings. That's what I feel. Now, in the spirit of requesting teachings from the teacher, if it's the Sangha community, then one Sangha member will represent the whole Sangha and make 3 prostrations to the teacher. And the 3 prostrations on the ground to the teacher means what? It means I pay my body, speech, and mind respects to you and your knowledge. And the knowledge that will change my life, I pay respects to this knowledge. The reason we put a big throne for the teacher, all right? The reason we put a big throne for the teacher, it's very ornamented, and we even put the throne in front of the Buddha, is because we are paying respects to the knowledge. So when the teacher sits on a very high throne, it's not really for the teacher. It is for 2 purposes. One, we can see each other better on a practical level. I mean, if I was sitting at at your level, we'll all be like, who's talking, right? So on a practical level, we can see each other better. And some of you are very interesting looking. The second thing is the knowledge the teacher has. The knowledge that the teacher had, you put it very high. Why do you put this knowledge very high? You put this knowledge very high because if you take this knowledge and you add it into your life and you do something, you will see a transformation in your mind. you will see a transformation in around the people around you. Do you know all of us have so many problems? If you look at anybody, nobody's an exception, not even me. If you look at anybody, you talk to them, when you meet them the first time, you know, they have their nice hair, nice jewelry, nice whatever, nice coat and tie, and everything looks so wonderful. And then you talk to them again, everything is wonderful. On the third meeting, on the fourth meeting, the garbage comes out. They're not happy about something. They're depressed about something. They're sad about something. They're upset about something. And then when you meet them for the fifth and sixth time, all they talk about is how unhappy they are. And then when you meet them again, they're unhappy. And you know, shall we go through life talking about how unhappy we are? Yet if we're that unhappy and we are that unsettled and we are that dissatisfied, we need to do something about it. So everything we have been doing apparently doesn't work. Everything we have tried apparently doesn't work, or else we'd be very happy. So if it doesn't work, perhaps we need to look for something on the inside, spirituality. We need to go deeper inside. And then if we are stuck in our unhappiness, do we want to pass this to our children? Do we want to make our children do everything that we have done and bring them to what we feel? Many of us during middle age feel frustrated, feel bitter, lost, confused, and almost life is senseless or purposeless. Danda mendu. No purpose. We feel that way. So many of us during middle age, we feel that way. And when we don't find a solution, some of us become bitter, some of us become quiet. And when we're a little older, 50, 60, we just kind of keep quiet because there's no other avenue. We just eat and we just sleep. And we kind of just wait to maybe die. And it becomes worse and worse. And what we feel is what our children are going to feel, because that's what we pass down to them. What our children feel is what we're going to pass to their children, unless there's a solution. So when we want, if we truly love our people around us, our children, our family, our mother, our father, our sisters, our brothers, our whatever, friends, if we truly love them, if we really care about them, then the first thing we must stop doing is say, give me. Give me. And then make the whole world look at me. Make the whole world focus on me. Make everybody have attention on me. Make everybody accommodate me. The first thing we must stop is me. Why? Focusing on me, you'll be entertained by people for a short while. Then they'll go away. Nobody likes to hang around with a me person. The first thing we must do is me, is to stop. Now, if we truly love the people around us, then we must show them a different way. If we are to show people around us a different way, there's no point complaining. There's no point talking about problems. There's no point eloquently speaking and explaining about our problems and difficulties and all that. You know why? Because the problems doesn't go away. And we created the problems. We made a choice. We created the problems. We should take responsibility. What's taking responsibility? To stop bellyaching about it, to stop crying about it, to stop complaining about it, to stop blaming others. When this person dies, I become like this. When this person comes into my life, I become like this. When this person does this to me, I become like this. You know what? You are not who you are because of this person. You are who you are because you choose it and you blame the other person. And that doesn't work. So hence, if we truly love the people around us, and we care about the people around us, and we really, really want them to have it better than us, then we need to offer them a different path than what we have been doing. We're not bad. We're not doing anything bad. We're just doing things that doesn't bring happiness. Bad and wrong and ignorance are different. It's very different. I'm not saying we are bad. No. I'm just saying what we're doing doesn't bring the desired results. So hence, if we wish to receive a higher purpose, a higher method, a better method beyond than what we know, then we request a teacher with knowledge to teach. When we request a teacher to teach, we have to practice. If we request a teacher to teach and we practice, we will get results. You see, Buddhism is experience. Buddhism is not about chanting and lighting butter lamps and offering things. That's a very peripheral part of Buddhism. The main Buddhism is experience, is listening to the teachings, adapting it, creating a transformation. And you know what? When you change, everybody around you will be moved and change. Everybody. Everyone. Are there people you're unhappy with? Well, you may have your claims about them, but I'm sure they have their claims about you. It goes vice versa, never ends. So change. So since we want teachings, what we do is when we request teachings from a teacher,